Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat farmers looking to bring an all-out blitz against rye and other tough weedy grasses? Then put Double Stop CL Plus on your team. OSU researchers teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments.
Check out Double Stop CL Plus and all other Oklahoma State developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Well, technical weakness has dominated the cattle market. The market's severely oversold, but support remains elusive. The weakness has stemmed from lower cash this week, with cash prices falling $3 to $5. Spillover selling from feeder cattle is affecting live cattle and vice versa, which continues to feed the selling frenzy. Futures could stabilize or bounce into the end of the week, but that may take a monumental effort and some friendly news to trigger short covering. That seems unlikely based on the steep declines of the past 2 weeks. Now, May and June hogs showed significant price divergence as spread trading was evident. It did not take much to cause the divergence due to trading volume. There were only 552 future contracts traded in the May Thursday compared to 28,361 contracts in June. However, October 2019 through April 2020 contracts showed substantial losses as well. Traders will still remain hopeful China will purchase more pork in the near term, but traders are cautious over prices later in the year. Moving on to grain trade, the wheat futures higher here early this morning as many contracts try to close higher for the third session in a row. After dropping below the four-handle mark earlier in the week, July Kansas City wheat has pushed back to $4.07 this morning. July Kansas City wheat is actually at the lowest level for early May since 2005, which is pretty remarkable to consider. Now, as it's done all week, July corn is trading higher this morning, attempting to close higher for the seventh session in a row. Should July corn close higher today, it would mark the longest winning streak since February of 2018. The size of the managed fund short, combined with the threat of prevent plant and acreage switching, is enough to provide some short covering. Soybean futures are higher this morning, trying to avoid the sixth lower close in a row, the longest losing streak in the life of the July contract. The inverse relationship between corn and soybeans this week has been undeniable, as concern over late planting would appear to be manifesting itself with ideas of higher soybean acreage. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Now, June live cattle down 20 cents yesterday, 113.67. August down 80 at 110.17. May feeder cattle down 240 at 138.97. August down 132 at 147.90. May hogs down a dollar yesterday, 86.10. Kansas City wheat, May was up 3 3/4 at 393. July up 5 cents at 405. Chicago wheat, July up 8 cents, 444. And September up 8.5, 451 3/4. July corn up 2 cents, 370.5. September up 1.5 cents, 377 3/4. July soybeans down 8.5, 843 1/4. August down 8.5, 849 1/2. And July cotton down 126, 7545. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.